On Thursday night, the Philadelphia School Reform Commission will vote on a series of high-stakes decisions, including whether three district schools should be converted into charters. The decisions will be based in part on the district school quality yardstick, known as the School Progress Report. Joining us now to talk about some of the reasons to be wary about relying too heavily on the SPR is WHYY education reporter Kevin McCrory. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Tom.
So you've been poring through the numbers. What did you find?
A large degree of inconsistency. SPR gives its greatest weight to student progress as opposed to raw achievement.
Now wait, what's the difference?
Right, so achievement is just how well did you do on the test. Progress is how well did you do on last year's test compared to this year's test compared to everybody else in the state. And if you look at the 3 years of SPR data, you'll see that the largest chunk of schools have been moving both up and down on progress tiers, meaning, for instance, that 1 year a school is rated reinforced for progress, which is the second highest tier. The next year it's rated intervene, which is the lowest tier, and then the next year it shoots all the way up to model, which is the best tier.
So why is this happening? Couldn't it just be that the schools are wildly more or less effective each year?
That's possible, but there are a few other things to consider. The district has been adjusting the way it calculates its scores. So when I presented officials with my findings, they acknowledged that year-to-year comparisons shouldn't be made, which isn't something they've been saying publicly. And in fact, this year's reports featured a longitudinal plot line of year-to-year performance. So at the same time they're saying don't compare years, they're showcasing that year-to-year performance. Where this gets really frustrating for the public is that what this essentially means is that sometimes when the plot lines show progress, they really do reflect progress, but other times they don't. And if you don't pour through the reports with a deep understanding of the metric, you'd be left really confused and misled. For this reason, School Reform Commissioner Bill Green has been advocating for more stability in the tool.
It's not fair to the schools to not lock it down at a certain point, and it's sort of hard on decision makers and policy makers when you have a score, but the underlying reason for that score is shifting.
The district's chief performance officer, Jura Chung, who created the SPR, pushes back against that logic.
It's a trade-off, right? Do I keep the tool constant for the sake of longitudinal analysis, or do I enhance the tool because I think these changes are making it better and giving us a better snapshot of school quality? So I don't want to give up one for the other necessarily, and so I can commit to minimizing the changes. I can't guarantee that we'll have no changes from here on out.
Now, Kevin, the state test that students take became much more difficult last year. How's that affected the data?
I asked Chung that question, and here's what she said.
A new, harder test could have influenced the growth metric, but it doesn't invalidate the growth metric. It's a factor. I don't know how much of a factor it was.
So without making any definitive judgments, some of the data that I crunched offered some unexpected results. Specifically, it found that schools with the lowest math proficiency rates in 2013-14 had a much greater chance of getting positive growth scores on the next year's test. In theory, there should be zero correlation between raw proficiency and growth, but the numbers here suggest a deeper look.
Now, Kevin, at the beginning, we talked about high-stakes decisions that the SRC will make tomorrow evening. How does all this factor in?
Right. So to be absolutely clear, SPR rankings are just one piece that leaders look at when they make decisions. But when there's questions about the metric, it undermines the public's understanding of how these decisions are made. And in this case, where sometimes the appearance of progress is real and sometimes it isn't, the entire debate becomes clouded.
Hopefully we'll see some sun shining through those clouds.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Kevin. WHYY's education reporter, Kevin McCrory.